Blog Talk Radio.
This is Eight Figure Business Radio Coach Podcast, Scaling Up to Eight Figures, episode number 46. Welcome to Scaling Up to Eight Figures. I'm your host, Victoria. Building an eight-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip entrepreneurs with business-building skills to scale towards an eight-figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on positioning your brand, digital marketing, leadership, systems, processes, mindset, and time management. Now, let's get started. Today's episode is going to be three ways to make your business attractive to buyers. Now, from the very beginning, I always like to state one of the main areas that I like to emphasize is scaling to sell. Whether you decide to buy, sell, or get someone else to acquire your business, the goal is to make your business attractive enough where customers and companies would just talk about wanting to acquire your business for millions of dollars. Positioning your business is what eight-figure coaching is all about. When or if you decide to sell, because you're going to have to do an exit plan, either through death or someone is going to look to sell your business when it comes to your legacy, selling it to your children, giving it to your children, assigning it to your children, but you're going to have to exit your business. So you may as well make sure you do it on your terms. So I enjoy scaling and teaching people how to scale a business, which is totally different than growing a business. So when we're talking about three ways to make your business attractive to buyers, we're going to take a look at three ways that that happens. And the rule number one is to delegate. I cannot emphasize this enough. When you look at aligning your business to sell or aligning your business so that it's attractive to buyers or aligning your business where you're making sure you're signed up for growing, all of those are going to make sure that you're not doing the business yourself. Many new companies evolve around their founders, and the business is built to flip. If a business is built to flip, it can't. So you want to build a culture, not a cult. And part of this is distributing responsibilities throughout your whole organization. You want to make sure you're not caught up in the day-to-dayness of keeping your business going. You have to make sure that you delegate. And so many owners, they don't get that. They believe that they have to do everything. So they try to do the operations, the customer service, the social media, everything, instead of really trying to focus and bring yourself to the core business and what is making your revenues. So if you are a coach like I am, I like to spend the majority, a good 80% of my time on revenue-making activities. So that would be my programs and doing speaking engagements. And if you notice, those are the things that you probably enjoy the most. So one of the things I like to coach about is making sure you get to delegating the things that you're not going to make much money in, but you're just going to be busy with. So that's one of the main areas is being able to delegate. This will help your potential buyers understand the day-to-day operations when it comes to each salesperson, director, key staff members, etc. Another thing is the ability to scale. Startups get acquired because the acquirer believes that they can scale the company. That's the only reason why. So there is a big difference between growing your business and scaling. Growing your business just means one for one. You get a new contract, you hire new labor. That's it. It's growing. Scaling your business is you get five or six items that are going to scale your business, and you're only having to replace the labor with a tenth of that amount, a small amount is what makes it able to scale. And not all businesses are scalable. They're able to grow and get and actually get revenue and profits, but they're not in the ability to scale. And you have to first really know what a scalable business model is, and I do teach that, so that you're not spending all your time and spending your wills thinking that you have a scalable business where, in fact, your business model cannot scale. So that's something you want to determine right away. From the very beginning, do you have an actual scalable business model? And the last thing I talk about is being transparent. Basically, you want to make sure that you get certified financial statements. You want to make sure that the owners are not in any entanglements and that their transactions are easily trackable. And a lot of times entrepreneurs get sloppy with putting their money and taking their money out of their own company. And the founders, you know, sometimes they argue about the ownership. And this will make a potential buyer walk. So you want to make sure that you start from the very beginning. The mindset that you have for scaling to sell is totally different when you're looking to keep it. And you cannot go wrong if you're looking with that mindset in the very beginning, because you definitely have to have the correct mindset to look to scale to sell. So I actually hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. Please join me next episode, which is episode number 47, and we'll do 6 ways to make sure your business grows. And once again, you may not have a business model that's able to scale, but you definitely could have a business model that you can grow. So there's no need to be in business if you're not growing your business. So we're going to discuss in the next episode 6 ways that you can actually look to have your business grow, 6 ways that your business is not growing, and then we're going to talk about 6 things that you can do immediately to combat each one of the ones that makes your business not grow. So we love social media, so please visit on our social media site, 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter, and Instagram, all at 8-Figure Business. Also, leave a message, and we would love to hear your comments about this podcast. We would love to know, and we'd like to get your opinion, and we'd love for you to sign up, or make sure you visit us at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com, and you can download our free resources on scaling your business to the next level. So, I hope you have a fantastic week, and until next time, much success. This is Victoria signing off.